I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Climate activists from around the world are meeting at the annual UN Climate Summit held in Egypt this year. It's the COP27. They're talking about what the world needs to do immediately in order to protect the environment from big disasters. Summit ends on Friday. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ellie Cohen at the COP27 in Egypt. She's the CEO of the nonprofit and NGO, the Climate Center, based in Santa Rosa. Thank you for joining us. So to start, climate reparations are on the table. Explain exactly what this is about.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Well, they call it loss and damage. And what it is really about is to ensure that the global south, the people who have put the least amount of climate pollution into the atmosphere, are the ones who receive funding from those of us who put the most pollution into the atmosphere, from the burning of fossil fuels, and from driving and flying our airplanes and production, that we are able to support them as they deal with climate impacts.
And how is that being received by the countries who would be expected to pitch in more?
There is reluctance. There's been discussion for many years to have a fund for $100 million, and it's been very challenging to get those funds. And so even United States, John Kerry, who is the special envoy for climate under President Biden, has indicated that the United States would not put money out. But the bottom line is that we have, in the United States, the responsibility for the largest portion of warming compounds in the atmosphere of anyone in the world. And while we're not the number one polluter today, we have a long-term responsibility for the extreme events like the terrible flooding that flooded one-third of Pakistan and displaced 30 million people, the drying of the rivers in Europe, terrible wildfires, including what we experience in California. And we do need to take responsibility.
Mitigation, a lot of people talking about what every country needs to do to slow down climate change. What do you think will be agreed on, and what do you think will really happen?
So remember that the United Nations is a consensus entity. We have representatives here from every country of the world. And it's remarkable that in 2015, the Paris Accord was agreed upon to keep global warming below 2 degrees Celsius. And that means today we're at about 1.2 degrees Celsius of warming in the industrial era. And every degree of warming is significantly worse for all of us, meaning that the impacts from climate change are that much greater. What we're trying to do here is to ensure that every country makes a voluntary commitment to reducing their emissions so that we stay below 2 degrees Celsius warming, and we have a vision of staying below 1.5 degrees warming. We're getting dangerously close to that now. We're seeing the impacts of climate change across the world, and the climate system is rapidly deteriorating. So, unfortunately, nationally determined contributions, meaning what each country will commit to emissions cuts, the mitigation, as you said, only adds up to about 1% cut per year. But the science prescription of what we need to do is to get to 50% below 1990 levels by 2030. And we're only cutting 1% a year. We have to do much, much more.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Ellie Cohen at the COP27 in Egypt. She's the CEO of the nonprofit, the Climate Center, based in Santa Rosa.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.